A question that comes up when discussing the gospel and the Lord's Church is, what denomination are you? When I respond that the Lord's Church isn't a denomination, that often creates some confusion. To summarize our discussion, we can see big differences between the denominational world and the Lord's Church. Denominations rose out of opposition to errors in the church. Arguments were made favoring the interpretations of those who advocated for them. Since their starting point was one of error and they focused on their own personal convictions, error remained and was compounded over time. Failure to return to scriptural authority perpetuated error. The opinions of theologians over the centuries didn't bring believers together, and the Protestant Reformation is an exploration of how diverse attitudes without a consistent standard doesn't unite people. On the other hand, when we commit ourselves to the doctrine of the New Testament, respect Christ as the head of the church, and refuse to compromise the pattern found in the Scriptures, we can achieve unity and preserve fellowship among believers. When the pattern in the New Testament is followed, it reproduces only the church described in the New Testament. Deviations made by anyone are therefore noticeable and recognizable as not rooted in Scripture. When believers follow the pattern found in the New Testament, it doesn't matter where they are. The result is the same. The legacy of the apostate church and later the Protestant Reformation is the concept that without an earthly centralized control of some sort, we won't be unified. In recent years, many differences have been masked by the concept of agreeing to disagree, promoting the idea that as long as one believes, we'll be accepted by God. The idea that we can follow the scriptural pattern, be united in doctrine, practice, and fellowship, is thought to be impossible and foreign. Christ didn't seem to have that idea since he prayed for those who would believe on him through the teachings of the apostles and the word that was revealed. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me, in John 17:20-21. The doctrine of each denomination varies from what the New Testament teaches in some way. It might be in the structure and organization of the body, but generally there are significant doctrinal points that deviate from what the New Testament teaches. The result of that thinking has been that the Scriptures aren't the pure inspired word and represent principles to guide believers rather than mandates that need to be followed. The Lord's Church, on the other hand, believes that the providence of God has preserved the inspired word, and that alone is the source of authority in everything we say or do. There are many good people in denominations who believe in God, respect the Bible, do wonderful things for their fellow man, and promote godly principles and morality. This is the same situation that Paul spoke of in his comments about the Jews in the first century. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, in Romans 10:1-3. Faith in God through Christ demands that we follow the revealed word. That's not an impossible task if we reject the ideas of humans and adopt what God has to say. Looking at these differences and the attitudes of those who accept the doctrine of the New Testament, the headship of Christ, and have a devotion to following the scriptural pattern, we can conclude that the church Christ built is vastly different from the religions that humans have created. In the end, the only thing that God will recognize and save are those who have followed Him according to what He has given us. Following that pattern results in a local body under the headship of Christ, through His Word, and is not part of a denominational hierarchy that deviates from the New Testament.